Welcome to Align by Design. I'm Amy Elizabeth, a 5'1 splenic projector, a mother, and a partner. I'm a former teacher who has now created worldwide impact with a global brand and making multi-millions while going through massive life changes and basking in all of the polarities in only a few short years. All of this from aligning with my human design. I bring human design to you in a way you've never experienced it before. I work with the process of alignment through the unsexy work so you can tap into another level of sexy you didn't know existed yet, all while becoming the most authentic you. I desire you to own all of your powers so you can experience the flow, the ease, the integrity, the success, the freedom, the satisfaction, and most importantly, the undeniable magnetism alignment brings so you can create the impact and, of course, the income your soul desires. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Align by Design. I've got a quickie for you guys today, and it's for sacral. So if you're a manifesting generator or a generator, this is for you. I know a lot of my content has been towards projectors right now, and that's because I'm in the Projector Power Paradigm launch. And actually, I haven't even gotten started. So projectors are going to have a lot more for you. And I'm just going to pop in some little quickies for our manifestors, reflectors, and mani gens and gens on the podcast. So this should be a fast episode. Mani gens or gens, if you are interested in MMP, money, magnetism, sex, and power, that's also available right now for you. I won't be launching it or running it until the fall, but you can grab every other season, I was about to say, every other season of MMP that there's been and start diving into those, which would actually be so helpful before we even begin. So you can do that. If you're interested in the trigger, hop inside the trigger, you guys. I literally could not be more excited. It is going to be 3 months. We are going deep. You are going to have all of the clarity around your triggers. You're going to have a pathway to understand what your blueprint is and how to change the cycle and how to actually adapt in a direction that you really, really want to be going. And we're going to be going into defined and undefined hearts in there too. That will help support understanding those triggers and our responses. Okay, what else do we have going on? Oh, masterminds. We have Allure and we have Refined. So those are out right now. Those are going to, I'm just kind of simply selling what's coming up ahead. And these are incredible masterminds. Again, some of my signature masterminds, absolutely in love with them. You do not need to be a specific energy type for either of these. Allure is all about the genetics of manifestation. So we're literally, it is such a unique container because I individualize and tailor the entire mastermind to each of you. So we have one-to-one calls, we have mastermind calls, and a Facebook group, but I'm literally tailoring the work that we're doing inside of it to your unique design of manifestation. And then on our mastermind calls, we go into processes that you're then going to adapt into your unique manifestation process. So much success has come from Allure. And then we have Refined. So Refined is all about going from girl to woman. And this can never be more relevant than it is right now. There's a lot of girls playing in the industry, and I am calling you higher into your refinement of mindset, of energetics, of personal power, of response and reaction, of branding, and really moving you into womanhood and what that looks like and means in terms of money and detachment and all of the good things. I love Refined. Okay, so if you're interested in any of those, hop in. And Fifth Line has been a wild success. The Fifth Line Mastermind. Oh my gosh, I actually don't even have words. It literally just makes me so happy. So if you guys are interested in getting in the next round of that, if you're a Fifth Line of any type, please reach out to our team and we can help you. And Profiles with Melanie and Lair is just getting started as well. So inside of Profiles, we've had two calls of pre-work. And let me tell you, like the two of us going back and forth, it is just the most complimentary space. We are filling any gap that either of us would have if we were doing it individually. And the conversations, the understanding, the acceptance, the leaning in, the happiness towards your profiles are already well beyond our expectation of how incredible this is going to be. So you can also reach out to my team or Alpha Femme team and hop into Profiles. All right, let's get into this little quickie episode. Where are we going with this? Already 3-4 minutes in. Okay, so you guys, I'm going to talk about sacrals. So I wanted to go into, this is a little bit more advanced for sacrals. So if you've already been experimenting with your sacral and you have a good understanding of the hell yes, hell no, this will really land for you. So for sacral, which are going to be generators or mani gens, and I'm talking about pure sacral. So I'm not talking about authority, being an emotional authority, and then your sacral, okay? This episode is, we're just going to talk about pure sacrals right now. So we know that it's like a whole body yes or a whole body no for a sacral, right? Like a yes, no, this, that, blue, pink, whatever it is, right? It's a direct choice, right? A direct feeling or direct like whole body response. And that's amazing. And that's great. But then what happens when you're like, okay, but like it's kind of long term. The mentorship is kind of long term. The program's kind of long term. The mastermind's kind of long term. The relationship's kind of long term. The house is kind of long term. The move is kind of long term, right? What happens in those moments where you're like, I'm super activated now, and then da-da-da-da-da, right? So there's a couple ways to look at this. So first of all is, I've talked about this before, but is really looking at the FOMO. Is that response an actual response of something you actually want? Or is it just you're feeling the hype, you're feeling the energy, you're feeling the excitement, you're liking the look of something? Do you really want it? Like ask yourself that question. Wait a second. Pull back for a second. Do I really want it? Pull back for a second. Just a second. Ask yourself that question. Do I really want it? And you'll have more of an answer towards that big response that comes forward. And I'm saying just play with this, okay? Also, disclaimer, just play with this. It doesn't have to be like this every single time, because there's going to be a lot of times, especially when you build in trust within your design and trust within how you operate. There's going to be so many times where you're like going. Like you don't need to stop. You don't need to think. You don't need to ask. But there's kind of this in-between space too, where a lot of people are like, uh-oh, I'm kind of stuck now. And so, okay, so there's that. So we're going to pull back and we're just going to say like, do I really want it? And then think about it and feel into it. Like, think about it. Like, do I really want it? That pair of shoes, am I really going to walk in them? You know, am I really going to wear them? Like literally just questions like that. That's it. Keep it super simple. Pull back for a second. The next strategy to be going into is more of those longer term things. Like I said, like the house, the move, the relationship. Relationship is kind of a tricky one because it's not as tangible in the sense of things change a lot, right? And development, et cetera. The mentorship, the program, the mastermind. Here's what we're going to lead into, because integrity is everything inside of my brand. So I'm going to lace this with integrity, okay? So first of all, do what I just told you. Do I really want to? Do I really want to be in this? Do I really like it? Do I think it's really going to benefit me? Because what's going to happen, let's say I'm going to use the example of like a 3-month mastermind, 3-month mentorship, okay? You go in and you're like, yeah, no, I do. I know I need to grow in this area. I know she's an expert in this. I know she's mastered this. I know I want to calibrate inside of her energy. I know I want to calibrate inside of her world. Like there is a big pull to be here, okay? So we ask what I just referred to before, as really leaning into those deeper questions for a second, pulling back for a second. And then what we're going to go in with is like, okay, just so I'm aware, there's probably going to be some hard moments here. There's probably going to be some resistance I face, especially because this whole thing is about growing, evolving, alignment, learning something new, a little bit of a challenge, right? There's going to be some moments that don't feel like hell yeses along the way. Am I going to be able to hold my integrity with my commitment and my follow through and actually lean in and actually keep going? There's another thing. Oh my gosh, life could throw you a curveball. Then what? Well, what would I do if life threw me a curveball of any sort right now? What am I going to do? And it's not a hell yes, because now I'm managing one extra thing I didn't know I was going to be managing. This is where we pull in staying power. Do I have enough staying power? Do I have enough personal power? Do I have enough self-trust that I can lead myself through this? Do I have enough leadership skills, of self-leadership skills, to be able to lead myself through this? Am I an integrated embodiment of what I lead, coach, sell? Ask yourself those questions, because there is one thing where it's like, okay, no, I'm not going to pull the trigger. You know, you're going to kind of figure that out within 24 hours. And then there's another thing where you're like, this is actually just hard. Now this is just becoming convenience, my life. And sacral is obviously like no in those moments, right? Because it's like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes it doesn't feel good to write down your unsexy work and lean into it. Sometimes it doesn't feel good where you're like, I'm really cracking something open, but like it's hard. Your sacral is probably not like, yeah, let's do it. So when you only learn to lead with hell yeses and hell nos, you end up leading with a lot of dropped integrity, a lot less staying power than you could possibly have, a lot less integration and embodiment of probably, I'm just going to assume, what you teach and what you sell,
a lot less role model coming from you and a lot more what not to do. So we have to be able to really ask ourselves those deeper questions. You know, if you're like, yeah, you know what, my life is like maxed out right now. And if I go into this and like one thing happens in my world, like, yeah, I'm probably not going to be able to do it. Like, ask yourself those questions, play with some different realities. Not that we're manifesting any of that in, but I'm just giving examples. Like, play with this, think about this. Like, don't think in your logical head, think in your body. Like, am I excited to really grow my leadership? And what does that even require? What does that even require? How does evolution look and feel? Well, obviously it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. Obviously there's some growing pains. Am I down for the ride? Am I here for the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the incredible, the magic, the, oh my God, I never imagined I was going to be talking about this. Like, can we go there? And are you willing to do that? And do you hold enough of your confidence and your power that you're going to stay the course? So for sacrals, I think this is just a really, really, really important practice and lesson, especially if you are somebody that does desire and leads your own business or anticipates or expects people in your world are going to lead with integrity, for you to be leading with that integrity, for you to be leading with that self-leadership, and for you to kind of tap into, what does that look like? You know, have I checked my own list? And it's okay to say no, but say no before you make the investment. Say no before you move across the country. Say no before you put your house up for sale. Like, say no before, you know? And obviously there's, again, going to be realities that happen that we can't imagine, that aren't in our sphere, that we're not even thinking about. But like, you could probably go down a list by now and have enough examples of what things in the past didn't feel good, where you wanted to quit, where you did quit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that you can utilize as a guideline. So sacrals, I hope this helped. Let me know. Shout on and out on Instagram if it did and what landed for you. And can't wait to hear the results from this process because it's pretty massive. Love you guys.
Align by design.